Breezy Country Music.
Okay, folks, let's get ready for another edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing we love about it. It's that down-home, from-the-heart, honest music that we love. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 70s through the 90s, many of which will be on 45 RPM records or albums. So, time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Easy country music. I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere. Hey, I'm not trying to be nobody. I just want a chance to be myself. A thousand miles of coming. Guess I've worn blisters on my heel. Trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me? Streets of Bakersfield. Spent some time in San Francisco. I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving. And I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you listen to judge me? Ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you listen to judge me? Ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. She made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl. But old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. And then nothing else would come between the two of us if Dallas was in Tennessee. everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. True love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together, there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee, if I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. Then nothing else would come between the two of us, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
And he's still paying for that car. Welcome to Sweet Country Music, where you're going to hear some of the best classic country music ever recorded. Also coming up in the second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music will be our feature presentation, and this time we're going to celebrate beer.
Yeah.
All right, enough of that. That was good old Alan Jackson and something he did back in 1992 called Dallas. The song was one of the singles released from his 1991 album, Don't Rock the Jukebox. It is said that during an interview, Jackson said he was inspired to write the song after playing at the famous Billy Bob's in Dallas, Texas. Now, that's a place I have on my bucket list that I want to visit. I opened the set with a number one hit from Dwight Yoakam, Streets of Bakersfield from 1988. He had some help on the song from classic country music star Buck Owens. Actually, Buck Owens originally recorded that song back in 1973, but it failed to catch fire. However, when Dwight Yoakam asked him to record the song with him, he jumped at the chance.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Kicked out of my near every bar around. I've been locked up for driving 120 through town. Well, I've been shot at and cut with a knife for messing around with another man's wife.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys.
I threw my boss out a window and got fired from my last job. Hotwired a city truck and turned it over in the mayor's yard. Well, I beat my brother-in-law half to death. I lost 20 bucks on his football bet.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do. All the trouble that we get into, other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. And good old boys is all we'll ever be.
I got an alimony payment that's 6 weeks overdue. I got caught with a trunk full of bootleg out-of-state booze. I hocked my wife's diamond ring last June, bought me an outboard Evan Rue.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do. Trouble that we get into, other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. Good old boys is all we'll ever be. Good old boys is all we'll ever be.
Mm-hmm. must have been a combination of shooters and neon lights. And I didn't really mean to say I've been losing it since you left. Yeah, I may have said the words, but they came from somewhere else. It was just a tequila talking when I told you I'm still not over you. I get a little sentimental, and I've had one or two. And that tear in my eye was a salt in the lime, not the memory of you walking. If I said I'm still in love with you, it's just a tequila talking. Such a scene. But seeing you there in that dress you were wearing just drove me right out of my head. So don't hold me responsible for anything I might have said. It was just a tequila talking when I told you I'm still not over you. I get a little sentimental, and I've had one or two. And that tear in my eye was a salt in the lime, not the memory of you walking. If I said I'm still in love with you, it was just the talking. If I said I'm still in love with you, it was just the tequila talking.
That's Lone Star and their number 8 hit record from 1995 called Tequila Talking. You might say it was one of their breakout hit records back then, which triggered a long list of hit records right through 2008. Lone Star was voted the number one vocal group in 2001 by the Country Music Association. Alvin sat with a solid number one hit record for Mo Bandy back in 1979, Just Good Old Boys. Actually, Mo Bandy was joined on the record by Joe Stampley, a longtime singing partner on many of his records. Mo Bandy hails from Meridian, Mississippi, the hometown of another singer you may remember, Jimmy Rogers.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
When I was a child down in South Carolina, soon the Saturday sun went on down. My folks and sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just to sing in the whole night through. When my folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mom would smile and say, "Child, don't you know there ain't a thing in this world to make you fall in love, girl, like the San Antonio Stroll." Day finally come when my mama said, "Hun, it's about time you came with us as well." Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old cracked midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband to-be, they held hands and began twos to roll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll.
Songs dealing with major cities you may have visited or maybe you live in. That was Bobby Bear in a song that he had a big hit with back in 1963 called Detroit City. The song was the second single that Bobby Bear ever released, and it landed at number 6 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart back then. Bobby Bear went on to enjoy a fantastic music career. I opened the set with Tanya Tucker and her 1975 number one hit, San Antonio Stroll. The song was actually her 5th number one record, which stayed hot on our radios and the record charts for quite a while. Now, as you probably know, Tanya Tucker began having hit records when she was only 13 years old, and she's one of the few child performers to remain successful well into adulthood. Atta girl, Tanya.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Midnight, and I'm waiting on the 12:05. Hoping it'll take me just a little farther down. Heartache in disguise. Won't you keep my heart from breaking if it's only for a very short time?
Playing with the queen of hearts, knowing that it really smart. The joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. Laying out another night, thinking about a life of crime. Cause that's what I'm
you.
Eddie Raven and his number one hit record from 1984 called I Got Mexico. Eddie Raven hails from Louisiana and was hot on country radio between 1974 and 2001. I Got Mexico was one of six number one hits he would have between 1984 and 1989. I open the set with a real toe-tapper, Juice Newton and her number 14 hit from 1981, Queen of Hearts. The song is what is called a crossover hit record, landing at number two on the pop charts. Juice Newton has won a lot of awards for her work, including a 1983 Academy of Country Music Award for the top new female artist of that year.
Sweet country music. FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused.
Time for one more song before the Sweet Country Music Comedy Break coming up. That'll feature Rodney Carrington. So I thought I would play the Dixie Chicks and their 1999 hit record about a nasty guy. Goodbye, Earl. Now, at the time, the song caused some radio stations to play the song with caution due to the domestic violence nature of the song. Goodbye Earl ended at number 13 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart. Well, I have a break coming up, a comedy break, and this time I'm going to be presenting the comedy duo of Hudson and Landry. Rod Landry and Bob Hudson teamed up together in the 70s and 80s and came up with some pretty nifty comedy. And this time we're going to hear all about the astronaut, or the astronaut, as they call it. I'm Larry Kratner, your host for Sweet Country Music. We'll be right back.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
Hey, could you tell me where I am?
You're in Hollywood, California.
Boy, there's a stroke of luck. I blacked out over Honolulu.
What, were you flying over Honolulu?
No, it's in orbit. I'm an astronaut.
Well, have you ever done that before? Blacked out, I mean?
Yeah, I blacked out once back home in the Tunnel of Love.
See, that must have been embarrassing.
No, I was alone. I was doing a test run.
Well, here you are in Hollywood, California.
Yeah, boy, ain't that weird?
Well, you know,
you sure this ain't the moon? You know, they're holding me responsible for that rocket. You ain't seen it, have you?
No, I haven't seen it. You know, you really ought to call Cape Kennedy. They must be worried sick about you.
I ain't got anything to do with Cape Kennedy.
Well, that's where all the government astronauts are.
I'm a private astronaut. What? Hey, do you have any idea where the moon is from here?
It's right up there. Can't you see it?
I overshot that sucker. We used too much dynamite. That's not up there very far at all.
No, not at all. That could have very well happened. Well, I don't know what I can tell you, sir.
Well, I'm sure going to get ribbed when I go back without that rocket.
You know what you could do? You know what you could do?
What?
You could tell them that this is the moon. They've never seen Hollywood, California.
My problems are over. I'll do it.
You think they'd go for that?
It'd be my word against theirs.
Right.
I go to church with them every Sunday.
Yeah. They certainly wouldn't come out here to check on you.
They couldn't.
They couldn't?
We ain't got no rocket.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun.
Walks in the Smokies, one hip at a time, like a broken field runner, slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight. Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, get over here. Sister tells her boyfriend, be back in a while. Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, got one life to live. They scream into the night, let's get it over with. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun. The kid guns a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, and flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar.
cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense when you're spinning round. Third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Sleeping single in a double. But I'd only be sorry, 'cause drinking doubles alone don't make it a party. Another sleepless night, and it's the same old story. When you're the only one
to the second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music. That's a classic country record from Barbara Mandrell, Sleeping Single in a Double Bed. The 1978 number one hit was just one of many number one hits the Oceanside, California singer would have over the years. She's won all sorts of awards and even had her own NBC TV variety show back in the early 1980s. I open the set with Joe Diffie and his number one 1994 hit, Third Rock from the Sun. No, no, the song was the title of the album it came off of, not the popular television show of the same name. Just a coincidence. Sad to say, Joe Diffie died in 2020 from complications from the COVID-19 virus. He was only 61 years old.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Here it comes, folks. The Sweet Country Music feature presentation for this show. And this time, it's a tribute to beer. Yes, sir. This is a tribute to one of the oldest and widely consumed alcoholic drinks in the world. And I'm talking about beer. Before there was beer in bars and stores, there was beer in the ancient beer parlors of the ancient cities around the world. Now, over the years, there have been literally hundreds of songs written about beer, and I'm going to play just two of them. Heck, I could devote an entire show to beer songs. So here we go. Let's get started with a long neck bottle of beer.
Neck bottle, let go my hand. Hey, jukebox, don't start playing that song again. Cause there's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. Hey, ballroom mirror on the wall, go stare at someone else. Don't show the world the fool I am. Just keep it to yourself. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. Won't you box down, stop playing that song again. Cause there's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. Can't learn. Long neck bottle, let go my hand. Hands you box, don't stop playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottle, let go my hand.
Tear in my beer, cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Into these last few beers, I have shed a million tears. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking till I'm petrified, and then maybe these tears will leave my eyes. There's a tear in my beer, cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
Last night I walked the floor, and the night before,
Hank Williams and Hank Williams Jr. doing a classic beer song called There's a Tear in My Beer. The song was actually written and recorded by Hank Williams Sr. way back in 1951, but it wasn't until 1989 when, through some electronic merging technology, the song with Hank Williams Sr. and Hank Williams Jr. created a hit record that earned both of them a 1990 Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Collaboration. I'm on the set with Garth Brooks and his 1997 number one hit, Long Neck Bottle. The song was an amazing hit record for Garth Brooks in the United States, Canada, and several other countries. The Long Neck Bottle of Beer also has a place in U.S. history as well. I got a few in my refrigerator.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
One to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, you can bet that he would stand his ground. And he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You got to kick a little, it causes a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far, you got to kick a little, it causes a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You wanna finish last, you've got to kick a little.
Lisa left you years ago. My eyes are not blue, but mine won't leave you till the sunlight has touched your face. She was your morning light. Her smile told of no lie. Your love for her grew with each rising sun. And then one winter day, his hand led hers away. She left you here, drowning in your tears, here, where you stayed for years, crying me so.
There's a classic country hit record I thought I'd play. Jesse Coulter and her number one hit from 1975, I'm Not Lisa. The song was also a crossover number four hit on the pop charts as well. Now, do you remember the outlaw country musical movement of the 1970s? Well, Jesse Coulter was part of that movement, but with I'm Not Lisa, she emerged as a solid country music star in her own right. I opened the set with Little Texas and their 1994 number five hit, Kick a Little. It was one of 21 singles they would have between 1991 and 2007. The band actually got together in Nashville, Tennessee back in 1988 when a group of studio musicians teamed up to form Little Texas, and their chart success heated up after signing with Warner Brothers Records.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Leather suitcase, all I own's inside. Seems I've been walking for days, can't even bum a ride. Try stepping to a tune with the rhythm of a walking man. Mind drifts like a big balloon out of my situation at hand. Ain't it funny how a melody can bring back the memory? take you to another place and time, completely change your state of mind. Walking down a lonely highway, not feeling alone, thinking back when things went my way, and not the road I'm on. Well, I've been down a time or two, but it never lasts long. I can always make it through on a wing and a prayer and a song. Ain't it funny how a melody can bring back the memory, take it to another place and time, completely change your state of mind. It can make a right from a wrong, it can make you fall in love, it can get you singing along, chase the clouds away and make the sun shine above. A melody can bring back the memory, take it to another place and time, completely change your state of mind. A melody can bring back the memory, take it to another place and time, completely change your state of mind.
There you go, Clint Black and his number two hit record from 1993 called State of Mind. And during several interviews, Clint Black said his style of music was influenced by a lot of country music legends like Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and many others. Clint Black has also done a little bit of acting. He's appeared in several TV shows and movies. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over. Hope you had a good time listening to it. I'm Larry Kratke, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45. See you later.